and it's girls being all sexy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't know this was in Perth.
What yeah, the? I only found out like...
I'm Saul of Oz. Just fucking better than Oz.
I feel like the limo's so unnecessary. At least we can tell you're not bullshitting about that whole story.
Yeah, no shit. I didn't just pull it out my ass. I've got backup.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
What's going on?
Mom, get the camera. I say it every time, but nothing gets me more excited than hearing that intro.
Dude, it gives me like little tingles and
literally,
shit.
It gives me an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck yeah, it is time.
I'm like, fuck, let's go.
Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go.
Oh, man. We've got some sad news, though. Our fellow mate Woody will not be joining us.
A little bit crook.
Yeah.
Bit under the weather. Bitch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he has had a camera up his ass.
Yeah.
So.
It is tough. I've had to deal with that before.
I haven't had the camera, but I've had the thumb.
Yeah, the thumb's.
Yeah.
Good. I reckon the camera's better than the thumb.
You get knocked out for the camera, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's calm as.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
You wake up awesome. And you're a bit, ooh, what's going on?
Bit loopy.
The thumb. Dead. Sober. You experience all of it.
You're pretty well testing the waters of being gay at that point.
Because
you're agreeing to let... Did you have a man?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're agreeing to let another man put his finger in your rectum.
Whilst you're fucking bent over.
Yeah.
Like...
What did yours say when he did it?
Oh, man. It wasn't good, eh?
Nah.
He's like... Oh, it's a lot better doing it with young people. It's a lot more clean.
Ooh.
I was like, oh, dude, I don't want to hear that.
That means you know his fingers have been in old people's bums as well.
Yeah, because I tried to make a joke to lighten the mood like, at the start. I was like, oh, yeah, favorite part of your job, eh? there's a lot worse things. I was like,
That's enough.
Yeah. That's where I knew I fucked up.
Yeah. Mine was just like... Well, he told me to relax. And I was kind of like, I'm trying.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm as calm as I can be.
Yeah. Like, give me a fucking break.
Yeah.
And then he put it in. And he was like...
Pause.
Yeah. And he just kept telling me that I'm doing really well. He kept being like, oh, you're doing so well. Like, keep it nice and loose. I was like, Jesus Christ, dude. Get your finger out of my bum. I swear he stayed in there for like a few seconds too long.
Dude, yeah.
Oh. I can't say I was the biggest fan, eh, to be honest.
I would hope you're not.
Like, it wasn't horrible, but like...
Yeah, probably wasn't the worst
I was
thing.
Glad for it to be over.
Yeah. Fucking oath. Yeah. Fucking oath.
Speaking of gay...
Yeah.
I went to the city on... Saturday night, and it was Pride night in the city.
Yeah.
So I saw a lot of things.
I could imagine.
I didn't go to any Pride events, but just like walking around and stuff. All power to them, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, go for it.
Like, you know, you do you.
Yeah. As long as you're not forcing it down my throat. Like, yeah.
Yeah, because I saw a few stories, and it was like people holding up the signs saying, like, Jesus is gay. Or like, there's no such thing as a bad whore.
See, things like...
And shit like that. And it's kind of like... Like, speak your mind, but you don't need to hold up a massive sign like that.
There's no such thing as a bad whore.
Yeah. Is a bit like...
Are whores, like, LGBTQ now? Like...
Apparently. This is just what I saw. And like...
They're adopting everyone.
Literally.
Like, what a whore is probably the straightest... Well, I mean, she might go
depends.
Both ways.
Yeah.
Let's just say she likes dick. She's the straightest person there is.
Literally.
like
there's no ifs or buts about it.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, like, I respect it to an extent, but then, like you said, and it's not just with, like, LGBTQ, but just anything that's, like, oh, can't mince my words here, but, you know, like, veganism or, like, even religion and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine with it. Do what you want. It's your life. It's your choice.
Yeah.
Just don't ram it down our throats sort of thing. Like, but everyone's saying pretty tamed.
Oh, that's good.
To be honest.
As long as they, like, go about your business and, like, seeing you walk down a street isn't really going to affect me. I'm still going to go about my day.
Yeah, exactly.
But if you're coming up to me and trying to, like, this is why I get pissed off with vegans in the city. Because they come up to you. And they're trying to convince you all this shit, even religion to a certain extent, bro.
Yep.
Like, they're coming up to you and, like, going out of their way to
try and change your mind.
Yeah. And it's like, dude,
like, try to demean you.
There's enough information out there. If I really wanted to,
I'd find out myself.
Yeah.
I don't need you to scream in my face about it.
Yeah. Like, bro, what's that going to do? It's just going to make me not like yous more.
Exactly.
Like.
Exactly. But, oh, yeah, it ended up being quite a crazy night for me and my partner. Well, not crazy, but we got up to a bit of mischief.
As you do.
Yeah. So, like, we went out to meet with my sister at first, met up with her for a bit because she was on her work Christmas party.
Fuck yeah.
And then they went off to another club. We were going as well. Lined up. There was an entry fee and it was $25. So we were like, nah. Not happening.
What club do you go to?
Oh, it was the Latin club. Apparently there's a Latin club in Perth.
Right.
Can't remember what it's called. But yeah, so we're like, nah, not a chance. We're not paying $25. Turns out everywhere was pretty well the same.
Really?
Because it was Pride night. Oh, so they were raking in all the money.
Yeah.
We found a few that one of them literally started charging fees at 10:30. And we lined up at 10:29 and got in. So that got, like,
true.
Lucky.
Yeah, nice.
But then all the ones we got into for free, which was only two of them, were so dog shit, dude. Like, hell small, barely anyone in there.
Dead.
Like, just weird vibe. So we're like, nah, fuck this. Ended up going to a peep show.
A peep show?
Yeah. There's a place in the city called Club X. And you go in a little booth and you slip a $2 coin in the thing. The shade comes up and it's girls being all sexy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't know this was in Perth.
What, yeah. I only found out, like, oh, fuck, probably a year ago or something.
What? How much do you put in? $2.
$2 and the shade opens for like 45 seconds. But fuck, usually, because what I heard is usually they're doing like vegetable shows.
Yeah.
But this one, because they went on break when we got there, so we were waiting around for a bit when they came back. So it was obviously like the start of the show, and the blind opened up, and it was just them like dancing.
Right.
Really aggressively though.
True.
Like, it was like heavy metal music playing, and like, they were going crazy.
Going hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was,
oh, it all happened so quick, and you can't go in a booth with someone. It's literally like a little square booth, like you can't even put your arms out fully wide or fully up.
Do you know if they can see you?
I think they can, yeah. Because they like come right up to the thing.
True.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of, well, I mean,
I don't think you're supposed to jack off in there, but you definitely could. Like, because no one can see from the outside.
Yeah.
And you can only see the face. Or they would only be able to see your face. But yeah, so that was an experience.
It would have been.
Yeah. So we did that, and then we were just walking around for ages. And my missus came up with the bright idea of sneaking into a hotel and swimming in the pool.
Did you do it?
Yeah. Went to the hotel.
That's a risky business.
Yeah, went to the hotel across the road from the peep show.
Yeah.
And literally we walked up to the door, and someone that was staying there was swiping themselves in. like to the reception, because obviously they close the doors. You need to swipe. And he literally tapped it, turned around, saw us, and just held the door open for us. Walked in, walked past reception, went up the stairs, looked at the little map, found the pool.
Yeah.
Went to the pool. And there was a sign on the gate saying, only open 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. Alarm will be sounded if entered.
Yeah.
And I've actually done a job at that hotel before.
True.
And so I said to my girlfriend, I was like, oh, it won't actually like set off an alarm. It will just send an alarm to like the security and someone will probably come.
Yeah.
So we're like, fuck it. Stripped off, got down to our undies, jumped in. Hell nice pool.
Yeah.
Like city view.
Nice.
Really nice. Went for a dip. Security guard came in like fucking 3 minutes or something. Chillest dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just like, oh, the pool's not open until 6 a.m. And we were like, oh, really? Like, we didn't say that. And he's like, yeah, like, sorry, I'm going to have to ask you guys to get out. And we're like, oh, we just wanted to cool off. Like, we've been out clubbing and we figured we could stop by and or come back and have a quick dip. He's like, oh, yeah, I understand. Like, all good. And then he literally just left. Like, we got out and we were like, oh, we'll just dry off because there was towels there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we'll just dry off and then we'll head out. He's like, yeah, all good. And then he came back and my missus was in the toilet. And he was like, oh, what room number are you guys? Like, I can escort you guys back if you want. I've never been so calm making a lie in my life.
Yeah.
I was just straight up like, oh, we're in room 316, but we'll probably go back out for a bit longer. Like, just wanted to cool off and stuff. And he's like, oh, okay, like, enjoy your night. Left. Fucking got changed. Went down the elevator, walked out.
You know what would have sucked?
What?
If you needed to scan out of the hotel.
I've started thinking that. I was like, oh, no, we're going to get down there and have to make up some bullshit story that we lost a card.
Yeah.
And then we're fucked. But it was literally just a button pressed to exit.
Oh, that's so lucky.
So lucky, dude.
Bro, that could have gone seriously downhill.
Oh, imagine if it was a cunty security guard.
Yeah.
That could have been bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, literally the nicest dude, which was lucky.
Sounds like everything went to plan.
It did. And then we went to a club after that and didn't get home until like 4. It was an awesome night.
Shit, dude. I can't remember the last time I did that, eh?
Well, I did it in Bali. But before Bali, I hadn't been out in months.
Yeah.
And like in the afternoon of Saturday, like obviously we'd already planned to maybe go out, but I got to the afternoon and I was kind of like, oh, like I really don't want to. But then my sister was tanked and would, oh, I'll show you the messages after, just constantly come now, what's taking you so long, come. Oh, fuck. And I was like, oh no, she was drunk.
Yeah.
I've not seen my sister that drunk probably since her 18th birthday.
Oh. Was she just
smoking cigs and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
She was on one.
That's how you know someone's on one.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
They don't usually smoke cigs and they're chain smoking.
Yeah. Oh, she wasn't chain smoking. She was just having a drag of mine whenever I had one.
Trey.
Which was every 2 minutes.
Because you were drunk.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, no, it was a fun night.
Yeah, it sounds it.
Yeah, it's good.
Sounds eventful.
Very eventful. Yeah.
Man, I did fuck all over the weekend, eh? I've just been tired as fuck from golf.
Playing in the heat.
Yeah, dude.
I'd take it out of your eye.
Yeah, getting to bed late as well. Because I've been going to golf, and now I'm like, fuck, I need to go to the gym as well. Doubling up. Sucks, dude.
On top of work as well.
Yeah.
That'd be a bit rough.
Yeah, pretty tough.
Yeah.
Doing it to myself, though.
Oh, well. You're still surviving.
Yeah. Still, yeah.
I'm
still
fucking kicking. My gym routine starts again this week.
Fuck, yeah.
Yeah. It was fucked, man. I went on Saturday after my physio appointment.
Yeah.
My shoulder literally felt better after going.
True.
Yeah.
That could also be a thing, like, just lost a bit of strength in it.
Obviously, yeah. Because
you haven't been working it as well.
Yeah.
Like, even just doing that, gaining a little bit of extra strength.
Definitely.
Did he give you stretches and shit, or just...
Not really, oh. He gave me, like, one or two things, but it's like, raise your arm, bring it down, raise your arm. It's like mobility.
Yeah.
But, like, it's fine. Like, I've been working through it and stuff.
Mm.
But, yeah. So, Now I'm like, fuck it. I'll go back to the physio.
Stop being a bitch.
Yeah, pretty much. It's weird, though, because it was so fucked. Like, I literally couldn't lift my fucking arm.
Yeah, that.
And, like, it progressively got better, but it was still sore when I went to the physio on Saturday.
Yeah, right.
And then I went to the gym, and that probably made it better than what the physio did.
Also a mind thing as well. Like, you going into the gym and actually moving weight.
Yeah.
Even though you might have been going lighter. Because you would have done a shoulder workout, right?
Oh, I did chest.
True. So, which uses a lot of shoulder.
Yeah. I didn't do any, like, actual shoulder stuff.
Yeah.
But I did a lot of chest stuff. Yeah. And then did arms.
Because that definitely would have especially your front delts, bro.
Yeah.
Would have activated that big time.
Yeah. Yeah, it felt good to actually, like, get it moving.
Yeah.
And, like, that motion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting you, bro.
Fuck yeah, dude. I always knew I could trust you, eh?
Oh, I'm just that guy.
I didn't know you were chill like that, bro.
Just that guy, like JT.
Yeah, what'd he do today?
Balled out.
Did he?
Yeah.
What do you have?
34-9-5 or something like that.
Damn.
And only scored like 2 points in the... No, he didn't even score in the third quarter, bro.
Really?
Yeah, he had 21 at halftime. Did not score in the third quarter. And then piled on another 14 in the last.
What a beast.
Dude, Celtics fucking suck in the third quarters. So for the first half, like first quarter, second quarter, they're like fifth in the league.
Mm.
Fourth quarter, they're like 14th or something, which is still pretty shit for a top team. Third quarter, they are 29th in the league.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
They just suck it in the third quarter. Like they come out, they must, I don't know.
I must get just like, comfortable with their lead.
Yeah, because they're always up super big.
Mom, get the camera!
Mom,
get the camera!
If you're recording, no one can let me in.
Yeah.
He's back.
Yeah.
How long have you been rolling for?
16 minutes.
Shoo! Sorry, boys.
We told everyone you were in hospital.
Fuck. Damn.
Getting the ass checked out.
I almost got two speeding fines here.
Damn. There's so many speed cameras around now.
Double demerits.
Yeah. I got here in like 8 minutes.
Jesus.
What?
Yeah.
That's from fast. DFOs.
Yeah.
Damn.
What's the time?
Fetus goes all right. Too.
Jesus. What's happening? Sorry for the fucking delay.
It's all right, bro.
Damn.
Everyone thinks you're getting a colonoscopy, so.
I'd use if you started some fucking... Some bullshit. some fucking shit. What's happening, boys?
Fuck, what were you talking about?
It's how shit Celtics are in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Damn. Man, I can't believe Portland almost beat Bucks. They were up by 26 points and choked it, bro.
28.
Against...
Portland.
Bro. Dame's old team, too.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Script.
Man. Scoot played first game back after being in the J League.
How'd he play?
Did he go to the J League?
Well, he was injured. It was for, what do you call it? Conditioning.
When you get
fit in that.
Yeah.
I don't know if he played any J League games, but I think he was training with them.
True.
I don't know.
He probably played a few.
Yeah.
He
was 4-for-4 at halftime. I think something like that.
Fuck yeah.
Damn.
4-for-4.
8 points.
He had 12 points at halftime.
Oh.
So it was alright.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
I'd take that.
Dude, I want to bring this up. And shout out to our first fucking fan DM.
Do we got a fan DM?
Yep.
Who is it?
I'm going to shout out Lissy Jenkins. Wait, let me pull it up. Remember we were talking about that band, yeah?
Oh, Brian Jonestown, yeah.
And they started fighting.
Yeah.
She sent us this.
Oh, is DMs. This what you sent me?
Yeah.
Them smashing on in Melbourne?
Yeah, bro. Damn.
Did you literally witness the pre-stages?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my days, bro.
Yeah, dude.
They proper went at it, too.
So that
That's
old...
ridiculous.
The guy that he was kicking off the stage...
Yeah.
The guy who... got kicked off that was playing the guitar. He's the one that I talked to out the front.
Damn.
Yeah.
Didn't you talk to the lead singer as well?
Nah, not the lead singer. I talked to the bass guitarist and the lead guitarist.
Oh, okay.
Dude, the lead singer probably went to his hotel and shot heroin straight away.
Is it the guitarist hitting the lead singer?
Yeah, yeah, at the start. So.
Yeah.
And then the lead singer's running away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, I wonder if it's like a bit.
That does not seem like a bit.
Remember you were saying there was like, they were trying to be like, fuck, what did you say, punk or something?
Like punky, gang. But like, that's what two random people told me.
Right.
And then talking to the guy outside, and he was literally like, that's not a concert. That sucked.
Yeah. My mate at work said they've always been pretty loose.
True. Like, yeah.
And he's pretty big. Not a fan of them, but fan of music.
Yeah.
Like, he's in onto it.
Yeah. Give them a listen if you have a chance, because I do, like, their music is pretty good.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's, how would you explain it?
Alternative?
Yeah, it's alternative. It's kind of like a mix of the Doors slash the Beatles slash fucking, I don't know who else. Similar songs, similar vibe.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah. That sounds dope.
They are good.
Yeah.
But I think they're broken up now.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Well, the cunt says to him, he's like, there's no more music until this guy gets off the stage. And the guitarist is like, me? Like, me?
Yeah.
And then he says, you better be careful here because this is forever.
Yeah.
And the cunt's like, party's over, captain.
Yeah.
And then they fucking smash on.
Go at it. It's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny. I showed my missus when you sent it to me and she was like, fuck, that's funny, but also really sad.
Yeah.
It's almost like a movie, bro. Like a script,
no shit.
Bro, like,
for real.
I'm just happy I saw the lead up to it.
Yeah.
Imagine if that happened at the one that I was at.
Oh, that would be cool.
That would have been pretty sick. That would have been cool. Pretty fucking so sick. Cool.
Bro, that's got to be embarrassing as fuck for them, though.
For them, yeah.
Like, security coming up and having to pull them off.
Dude, each other. It's the lead singer. He's right. Fucked.
Trey.
Like,
so they kicked the lead singer off?
No, they kicked the lead guitar. The lead singer kicked the lead guitarist off.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they were the ones, they were the ones getting pissed off at each other at the show that I went to.
Yeah.
And then I'm pretty sure when we were lining up, the lead singer, like, came out the front. And fully, like, jumped over the ropes and stuff. And the security out the front were like, you can't do that. What are you doing? And he was pissed as.
Yeah, right.
And I didn't realize it was him until the show started. I was like, what the fuck? No fucking way.
Yeah. At least we can tell you're not bullshitting about that whole story.
Yeah, no shit. I didn't just pull it out my ass. I've got backup.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if it's, like, on the news anywhere. Like, in the paper, probably would like, be, band surely. Gets fucking split up. Yeah, it's fucking...
Because they're not, like, unknown. Like, they're quite a well-known band, I'm pretty sure. Well, not well-known, but, like...
If they're touring Australia, they'd be known.
Yeah.
For sure. Not a lot of American acts.
What are they...
Oh. Well, they've got 808,000 monthly listeners on Spotify.
Yeah, that's pretty G.
200K off a mil.
Yeah, that's pretty G.
Yeah.
I think... So. Redfowl doesn't even have, like, he'd be around there probably, maybe even less, and he did an Australian tour.
Yeah.
T-Swizzle.
Shit's crazy.
Has 111 million monthly listeners, and I think she's, like, 2 million off being, like, the most ever monthly listened artist of all time. T-Swizzle, bro.
So she's pretty good.
The Swifties are going crazy, bro.
They're 22. Swifties.
They're listening to the same album. But it just says Taylor's version at the end of the song.
Found out there's four versions of one song.
Yeah.
The one with Kendrick. There's Bad Blood. Then there's the Kendrick remix. Kendrick's version. Then the Kendrick remix. Taylor's version.
Jesus Christ, dude. Is that what she's touring for? Is she touring for that album?
Oh no.
Yeah, bro. She's probably been touring the same album for fucking the last decade.
My missus reckons she's psychotic, eh? Because she's like,
probably.
How many boyfriends has she had? And I was like, why are you asking me?
Yeah.
And then she's like, yeah, apparently she has like a new boyfriend every fucking other month.
And then she writes songs about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my mate's theory, that she just gets boyfriends to make songs about. Because she doesn't have anything else to talk about, apparently.
Yeah, talk about, like... Yeah, she can't dance, eh?
Those videos of her dancing to, like, Kanye or some shit. Like, yeah. Bruh.
Proper, like...
Kanye made you.
Facts. Nah, I'm sorry, Swifties. It's not true.
Is your missus a Swiftie?
No, oh, no, she's not a Swiftie. Definitely not a Swiftie.
Yeah.
She's so mid.
Mid as fuck, dude.
Like...
Dude, some of the songs slap, but...
Some?
Like... I could count four that are like good.
I'll just
shake it off, shake it off.
That's a bit of a banger.
Yeah,
dude, exactly that goes hard. Point.
Have you seen that? Fuck, someone I used to work with showed me a video. I feel like I might have talked about it before, and they edited the video. It's like a live performance of hers, and they edit all of the sound out apart from her singing, and she sounds like fucking dog shit, and most of the time she's lip syncing.
Oh,
like it's really bad. I'll try find it and send it to you
someone
guys.
Someone like her compared to someone like Beyonce, and it's like there's a difference in talent, bro.
Yeah,
dude, I saw a video the other day of these two chicks saying how Taylor Swift is the most famous person in the world, and what? This dude's like, I don't know. What about like Trump?
Yeah,
they're like, nah, Taylor Swift. It's like Obama.
I did like, see that though as well.
Yeah.
And like, I wouldn't be surprised solely because of like the numbers that she'd been doing. Apparently she made like $2 billion from her tour or something. Like profit.
Yeah, like that's pretty
she's
crazy.
One of those names that everybody knows the name, but that's the same as LeBron.
I would say like
LeBron even if you don't James. Follow basketball, you know who LeBron James is.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Michael Jordan. Sure.
Ronaldo, bro, Messi.
Literally.
Like, George all Pell. Those other countries that are just fully soccer in Europe and shit.
You'd have to
but do you know what I mean? Like,
up there too.
You can't...
The Pope, yeah.
You can't give someone the title of, like, most famous person when there's so many people out there that everyone knows who they are.
Yeah.
Should I ask ChatGPT who the most famous person in the world is?
Yeah. Just Your Mates podcast. Imagine.
Proudly sponsored.
Proudly sponsored by
ChatGPT.
They're hooking us up.
How was your day, lads?
Busy as fuck.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it was good because it went quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, my day
which was
quick.
Nice. Yeah. I get my first full paycheck from my new job this Wednesday.
Do you, you get fortnightly nice. Pay?
Yeah.
Do you get fortnightly pay?
Yeah.
Is it good? I've never had fortnightly pay in my life.
I've always had fortnightly, so I'm used to it.
Yeah, I mean.
But then, it's like my missus gets weekly pay. I'm like, fuck, it would be nice to get paid every single Monday.
Yeah, it would be.
Because you get taxed less as well.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Do
you get taxed more
yeah.
you getting
get,
paid fortnightly.
Yeah, you get taxed based on how much you get paid. So if you're getting paid for 2 weeks of work, your tax is going to be way more.
That's actually so
which is probably why we get paid fortnightly.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But if they made it monthly, I think a lot of people would kick off.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Bro, you'd get to 2 weeks left and you'd be like...
Fuck getting paid monthly.
Yeah.
Unless you're on like a big salary, then it'd be chill.
Yeah. Or if you're working away.
Yeah. But imagine if like us doing our jobs in Perth with the hours we do, getting paid monthly.
Yeah.
Be fucked.
One of my mates, his girlfriend gets paid monthly. Only person I know that gets paid monthly. And she does not like it, I don't think. Because, like, dude, you have
fuck
to, like,
no.
properly, like, at the time, yeah. right, think about how we think, right, as blokes. You get that monthly paycheck, you know. Mm.
I get that with 2 weeks.
We're celebrating tonight. And then you've got 3 fucking weeks to fucking be poor
yeah.
after that one night.
Dude, you get to, like, a week or two left and you're, like, clutching at straws, bro.
Dude, just I clutch at straws after, like, that second weekend.
Yeah. What day like, do you get paid?
Wednesday now.
Yeah, I get paid Wednesday. And those that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday sucks.
Yeah. Like, well, it was even at my old job, I got paid Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And even that Monday and then all day Tuesday because you don't get paid till night. Mm. I'm, like, scavenging.
Yeah, dude.
Fucked.
Like... Going right through the pantry, back of the fridge, dude.
Eating the crust on the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Eating the fucking end pieces. I didn't mean crust, like cut your fucking crust off.
Dude, I start going through my ashtray and like finding the cigs that probably have like 3 puffs left. I'm kidding.
I was going to say, dude, that's bad.
I know. Like, I did that once.
Oh.
And I was in a bad place.
Yeah. I can't blame you. I have done it before, but...
Emotionally, mentally. And
it's not a regular thing.
It's not a proud moment.
No, it wasn't.
I've got a tactic for when I'm like struggling for cash and need durries.
Mm.
I'll always leave like a few crumbs, like maybe a durry's worth or two of crumbs at the bottom of my pouches before I buy a new one, and then just leave them in my car or whatever.
Yeah.
When I'm clutching at straws.
I do the same.
Yeah.
And by then it's all crusty and fucking dry.
Oh, your durries suck. They're like, yeah. And you go to smoke it and you tip half of it out.
Yep. Oh, dude. I know the feeling.
Oh, it sucks.
It's a bit of a thrill though.
Oh, yeah. Because it's like, fuck yeah, I got darts.
Yeah, legit.
Like the thrill of being poor.
Yeah. And having a cigarette addiction.
Living life on the edge, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I try to log into ChatGPT. I think I'm banned.
How'd you get banned from ChatGPT?
What have you been talking to ChatGPT about?
Oh, ask fucking Snapchat AI. That's
is it GPT or GBT?
GPT.
Yeah.
What does GPT stand for?
Good question. I don't know.
Maybe my Snapchat AI says, fucking you're useless, bro.
Doesn't say anything. Snapchat AI sucks.
Yeah.
He does not know what's going on.
Only time I ever talked to it was when I accidentally sent a photo to him. And every time he'd be like, who's that handsome devil in the fluorescent shirt? Or some shit like that.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
He was hitting on you.
Yeah, ask me out to dinner first.
Bro, you got to lure in the fish somehow, though.
Yeah. I remember I shat myself when I did it as well. I was like, fuck! I did not want to message it! It's going to get all my details and expose me. Fuck!
I know someone who talks, well, when it came out, talked to my like Snapchat AI like regularly.
Yeah, I knew one person.
On a regular.
Like, dude, he would like send me screenshots of it.
Yeah.
Of like what they would say. And every time I said to him like, dude, why are you messaging it? Like, he would message it and tell it about its day or something and, like, ask him questions about pot and stuff. What? And I was like, dude, like, I know you think this is funny.
Have you checked on your friend recently?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
He seems to be doing okay, though.
That's right.
Yeah. Have you checked on him?
Hello. Yeah. Just never know these days.
Yeah. You know, true. Leading up to Christmas, close to Christmas.
Bro, that's crazy. It's fucked though. Dude, it's so
on Friday, it's the 1st of December.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. That's crazy. It was insane. Black Friday last Friday.
And fucked for you at work.
It was ridiculous. Like, absolutely ridiculous.
Are we going to Earth Gang?
Possibly.
I'm keen.
I want to.
What's the date?
I'm like the 17th or something, eh?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Sorry. I got 50 cent this Saturday. So damn. I just remembered.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That'd be gnarly. In the club.
Bottle full of bub.
No, that'll actually be wicked.
Gonna get
Is he going to levitate from the roof again?
I fucking hope so.
You see that video of him hanging and he's...
It was just tilted like that. Like, yeah, it looks so uncomfortable.
And the caption's like, 50 cent has no song that requires him to do this.
I have seen that.
It's so funny.
He doesn't.
Just looks like a big baby floating, like, on an uncomfy angle. Like, he's, like...
And he's got, like, his legs arms are, like, spread out.
Just looks like he has no control.
Yeah, literally.
You should have taken me to the candy shop.
Surely he does the fucking shirt thing where his shirts get ripped off.
I couldn't tell if that was, like, CGI or, like, real.
No, it's legit. You can see, like, the string behind his shirts pulling them all off.
Wish I was as ripped as him, eh?
Yeah, he's pretty buff.
Fucking massive.
Isn't he pretty fat now?
He's like...
Like, he's still... But he's got a bit of a gut.
I reckon that's...
Or that's just...
I'll pull up photo of Luke.
Might just be like an old man gut. He'd be getting old, surely.
Yeah.
50? Oh,
he'd be getting up there.
He's probably 50.
Hey, Siri.
Because Eminem turned 50.
How old is 50 Cent? 50. 48.
Yeah.
Close.
The year he turns 50, he's got to drop an album.
Oh, surely. 50 for 50.
Yeah. Yeah. ESPN's 30 for 30.
Yeah. Have you guys ever watched the 30 for 30s?
No.
Yeah, they're pretty dope.
I don't know where to find them, eh? Like, I reckon.
ESPN.
Yeah. I used to watch them just.
Yeah, man, that makes sense, doesn't it?
ESPN channel, dude.
Yeah. Actually?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I don't know Foxtel, bro.
Oh.
Oh, no, it'd be on KO, though, surely.
Yeah, probably.
If you got ESPN, you got it.
Yeah.
Nah. I always used to see adverts for it. And it used to catch my interest a little bit, but I never watched them.
No, it's cool.
Some of them look real sick.
Yeah, some of them do look pretty good.
Like, I think they do 30 for 30s when there's, like, a new champion, like NBA and stuff.
True.
Like, they did one. Well, I mean, I know they did one for the Golden State 2021.
Yeah, it was probably because it was their fourth one.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to talk about that one.
Dude, I remember when they won and the commentators were like, the Golden State dynasty is still very alive.
Yeah, bro.
I was like, shut up.
You don't have to remind me, man.
Sorry, dude. Sorry.
Hated my life that day.
Remember that one?
I remember messaging you and being like, fuck, you're all right, dude. You're like, oh, yeah.
I probably didn't message back for a few hours.
Yeah, you were like, yeah, do you want to get a beer?
Yeah.
You were getting drunk.
I'm just so sad.
Oh, man, I just wanted to get wasted.
Remember that one friend that we watched the game, like, a few of the games with? But he just started bandwagon Golden State.
Yeah, dude, that pissed me off.
And then after that,
does
he's
his
like,
first name start with a C?
No. But then after that, he was like, I'm a Bucks supporter. I've always been a Bucks supporter. As soon as they start. Oh. Yeah.
Wait, who was it?
Matty Dub.
Oh, yeah.
Absolute gold.
Why'd that take me so long to fucking figure out?
I don't know.
Dude, I did a pottery class on Saturday.
How was it?
Woo.
It's fun as, eh?
Is it as fun as it looks? Like,
it's pretty chill. I didn't use the wheel because it was too hot. Just did like handcraft.
Yeah, it was fucking hot on Saturday.
I'm learning how to use the wheel this Saturday.
Do you have a wheel? Or you go somewhere?
Well, I'm doing it with my auntie and she's got a wheel. But turns out, I didn't know this, the wheel takes a lot of upper body strength because you've got to keep it completely, like the clay completely center on the wheel. And the wheel turns very fast, and clay is heavy.
You'd have to be putting equal pressure on it, eh?
Yeah, and like to keep it center. Because she's, when we like were talking about it, she was like, oh, you'll be really good at it. And I was like, oh, she's just fucking trying to hype me up. But then she was explaining it to me, and she's like, no, it's like a real thing that men are just automatically better at it than girls because it requires so much strength.
Right.
And I was talking to my girlfriend about it because she did heaps of pottery at school, and she was like, I literally could never do the wheel. Right. Like, I'd have it on there and it'd just fly off because I couldn't keep it center.
True.
Like, you probably will be really good at it. So I was like, fuck yeah. And yeah, my auntie's got one, and she was like, oh, you can literally just have it. Like, I hate using it. I'm never going to use it again because they're expensive, dude. Like, secondhand, the cheapest one you can find is $400.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That is not cheap.
What about the clay?
Clay's cheap as.
Oh.
Yeah. My auntie had like a big like block of it. Like, I don't know how many kilos, but you know, it was this big. $23.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Did that gas you up a bit?
It's a lot of carbs.
Yeah, it did.
But like, fuck yeah, I'm strong.
Good thing about pottery, dude. No matter what you make, like anything you make is gonna be unique in its own way.
Mm.
So it could be like shit, but it's still going to be cool because there's not going to be anything else like that.
You made it.
Yeah, like you made it. Like, it's your own thing. Like, I don't know. It's
Have you made any? Did you make anything?
Yeah. I
keep
won't.
Keep it?
No, because it's got to dry out. And then on Saturday, I'm going to paint it and stuff. Yeah, and then my auntie's going to go and get it, like, furnaced and glazed and stuff. Because I'm making something for my partner's 21st birthday.
Oh, so cute.
So, bro, I won't say what it is.
She listened to the podcast. You can't spoil it.
No, I told her I'm making her something because it's not going to be ready for her actual birthday.
Nice.
So I was like, fuck. Heads I might up. As well just tell her. Like, obviously, I'll still give her something.
Mm.
But
just give her a hug.
Nah. I'm just going to hold her hand.
Yeah, respect.
Maybe take her out for some ice cream.
Yeah, to a gelato. That'd be dope.
Yeah, that'd be sick. 21st birthday?
Have you held hands before?
Hmm?
Have you held hands before?
Hmm. A few times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long for?
I think the longest was like 15 seconds. And then my hands got sweaty because I was nervous.
Yeah, bro. Mine would have been shaking.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I don't know if I could have held it there for that long. It would have.
I thought I was going to have it. We didn't even, like, lock fingers. We just held hands like this.
Oh, no.
This is news to me. I've still never done that.
Really?
Really?
Dude, you should try it.
I might have to.
It's actually, like, a bit of a thrill.
Sometimes I go out to the clubs and just hold girls' hands.
Without them knowing?
Nah. I always ask first, can I hold your hand?
They're like, yeah, respect.
They're like, yeah.
Do they say yes?
What a fucking gentleman.
Sometimes they're like, no. You're ugly. I don't want to hold your hand.
You're not ugly, bro. You're beautiful.
I don't know. That's not what they tell me.
Nah. They're tripping.
Thanks, bro. You it's got all right, me.
Dude. I got your back.
Homies got the homies.
Yeah.
Wait, if there was one subject you like wish that Mazenod had, like, you know, some schools did, like, I don't know, cooking or all the chick schools have, like, yeah, like cooking other stuff. No, like
all the chick schools have, yeah, cooking.
And the like baby one as well when they like have a fake baby.
Oh, yeah.
Shit like that. Like if there was a subject, golf. That could have been.
Golf.
I don't reckon any school.
That's not
golf.
A subject.
No, well, actually, primary schools do.
No, and there is like schools that specialize in golf.
Mm. For weird?
I just don't know. Are
you for wheel?
Yeah.
As if.
Pretty sure.
It imagine getting a scholarship to a high school for golf.
Yeah, like you can.
Well, do they in college all the time, like over in America?
Yeah.
Dude.
Well, they have scholarships for everything in America.
Yeah, even like being a fuckwit.
Yeah, literally.
You literally get paid. Yeah, no, I don't know where that was going.
When we first.
You had something.
You
had something.
Next time, maybe.
When we first started playing golf, I was like, fuck, I could get, like, a scholarship to a college in America and, like, go there and just be hell good at golf. And
yeah. How's that working out?
Just got my handicap, mate. Finally got it sorted.
I'm bro, proud of you.
Bet all these.
14.
That's not bad at all. I told my mate at work and he's like, damn, he's fucking better than me.
Oh, am I? What's his?
14.9. Or something. Yours was like 14.2 or something underneath his.
Yeah, right.
So it was close.
Fuck yeah, that feels good.
I'll tell you guys, we're doing a golf day for the Christmas party.
Again.
Back to the golf days.
Oh, dude.
New job, they'll, same shit.
They were talking about it. They were talking about like, what, literally. They were talking about what we were going to do and shit. And like at first it was like, oh yeah, maybe we'll just like.
Drink.
Yeah, like drink. But then because we've got people at work that don't drink, so the boss was like, oh, we've got to accommodate for them, blah blah blah, fair enough,
got it.
And then
I can drink sodas, bro.
Yeah, no shit, it's not our fault you don't drink,
just get loose on 8 sodas.
Yeah. Fucking oath.
Bro, bubbly stomach, man.
Yeah,
can't drive with that shit.
Yeah. And then they came out and like, oh, you became on a golf day. I had to stop myself from being like, fuck.
3 weeks in, can't but be then about the work Christmas party.
Yeah. But then we've like been talking about it and there's literally probably only like 2 people that play golf. Like everyone else is just keen to go and drive the buggies and get pissed. Dope. Which, you know, will be fun.
It'll then, be a long day.
Yeah, we're waiting for like a quote and I was like, fuck, maybe I'll ask my mate that works at the golf course and they'll like, you guys won't be friends anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say,
if you do the Christmas party there, because we'll fuck it up.
Yeah, I'm not letting you out of my course.
And I was like,
I forgot that he was, that you, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot you were the friend.
Yeah.
I was like, who the fuck works at a golf course?
I was like, yeah, fuck, I'll just tell him we're going to make some work for him. Tear up the grains. Bro, tear up the fresh grains.
Oh.
He's quivering, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah, after they said that, I was actually like, yeah, that's actually probably a good call.
Yeah. That's a very good call.
Yeah. But I'm actually tempted to kind of have a bit of a swing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what I reckon.
You'll love it.
It, like you,
no, I wouldn't go that far.
You hit one really good shot.
Mm.
Hopefully.
I'll be like, fuck yeah, I could get a scholarship.
Yeah. I hope that happens to you and then you become addicted to golf like me and Jaden.
Yeah, probably won't, but you never know.
Hey, You never know.
You never know until you know.
Our Christmas work party is a fucking house party.
It's fuck, awesome. That'd be nice.
Mm. Fuck, that's G.
Yeah, that's wicked.
That's so good.
Dude,
I wish ours was a house party.
Our Christmas work party's going to the course director's house, getting on the beers there, and then we're getting a limo to the casino.
Damn!
Fuck yeah.
Bro, that trumps all of us. Just fucking better than us.
I feel like the limo's so unnecessary. Like, and apparently it's meant to be like a surprise for us from the course director.
But
that we're getting
knows.
A limo. But my boss told us all. But apparently he's telling my boss, he's like, fuck yeah, the boys will love that. Like, a limo rocks up. We go to the cast. Woo! Like,
to be fair, though,
you guys are going to have to try and act so excited.
Yeah.
To be fair, a few beers. Imagine you didn't know. And then you're like, yeah, we're going cast. So who's calling the Uber? I already got one. Wait, what do you mean? Go out. There's a fucking limo there.
That would be
pretty nice.
Yeah, we would get around that.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
You know what I'm keen for? GTA 6.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Getting going online with little boys. Get an apartment. Getting limos, drive to the cast, spend fake money.
Get blue as fuck.
Bro.
Get crazy on GTA.
Yeah.
Apparently the map's like four times bigger or something.
That's a big map.
It's ridiculous.
The map for GTA 5 is already huge.
No shit. And then people are like, oh, surely they just have like auto spawn. Because like, bro, fuck having to drive from one side to the other. Like if you want to go to the cast or go somewhere.
I wonder how many minutes it was to drive from the very bottom of the map to the very top of GTA 5. That had to be like 10 minutes, I reckon.
It's a pretty big map.
It was so long. Pause. Been hitting the pauses today.
Yeah, you have.
Bro, 10 minutes.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time on GTA 5.
Yeah. You probably timed it. You're like, oh, yeah, 10 minutes.
I remember I used to be planning, like, you'd have a mission up top or some shit.
Mm.
Like, oh, yeah, that would take me about 5 minutes. I'll just drive, go on my phone for a bit while I'm driving on GTA. It's pretty rebellious.
Can you go on your phone on GTA while you drive?
Yeah, dude.
That's fucking sick.
It was pretty hard.
Yeah. Did you ever get pulled over?
Nah, dude.
Did you guys ever?
Too fast.
Too fast, too furious.
You guys ever like drive a car and slow down and through the road rules?
Yeah, I tried sometimes. But the cars would drive so quick, dude. Like even the shitty cars.
Yeah, it's way too fast.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do it. And then you just accidentally hit someone. It's like, fuck, well, that's out of the window. Yeah. May as well go fast again.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dude, I love how you can just absolutely destroy your car and somehow it still drives.
Somehow you don't die.
Yeah.
Smash into a tree.
You do like a 360 and you're fine.
Yeah. Literally.
It would suck if they made GTA 6 realistic like that. You'd just always be dead.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I probably will.
Yeah. Apparently, there's going to be like so much different shit. Like, there's going to be alligators and shit, crocodiles, that's fucking bears.
That would be cool.
That'd be dope.
Go hunting.
Yeah. Like Far Cry mixed.
Whoops.
Boo.
Kobe.
Yeah. Back from the grave.
Yeah. The only shot he missed.
Oh.
Pause. No, I can't really say pause for that. My bad. So, what's been going on? Yeah.
That cracker missed a lot of shots, bro.
Kobe.
Mm.
Yeah, I was referencing like the helicopter crash.
Oh.
He missed the landing. Yeah.
Pause.
That's more of a damn.
Damn. Help the bear.
Yeah.
Help the bear.
Oh, man.
Help the goat.
Dude, playing GTA 5 and like you're with your friends or whatever or your cousins and you go on die by die.
Yeah.
You're just trying to get as much heat as you can.
Yeah, how like, much max stars.
Yeah, find out how many cops you can kill. They start sending the tanks at you and shit, dude.
Bro, the best fucking
that's the
way
fun spot.
Yeah.
You go like you would go to like a gun shop, like an armory, and you would kill the guy in there.
Yeah.
And then you would lock yourself in the armory and you would just see cars and cars like cop cars and you shoot nades and shit out the door. You'd never die.
No shit. It was that's the best awesome spot. You just hide behind the counter, dude.
Just get more guns.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Never run out of ammo.
Bloody. You'd see their cars and they would full just drive the car into the shop.
Like, so realistic.
Yeah. It probably would happen.
Kill half their other coppers there, driving it in.
That game's unbeaten.
What a game.
Oh, it's a goated game.
Absolutely unbeaten.
Oh, man.
Bless you.
Fuck.
Oh, are you going to sneeze?
I wanted to. Yeah. I love sneezing.
Dude, you know a sneeze is 1/10 of an orgasm? That's why you like to sneeze.
It makes sense. That's why it feels so good.
Mm-hmm. 1/10 of an orgasm.
Apparently. So if you could have 10 sneezes in once, you've nutted.
Dude, do you ever have those like sneezing fits? We have like 5 or 6 in a row.
Yeah, bro. Hay fever. Yeah, sucks. Bro.
Feels pretty cheap. Dude, my I always wonder why that actually felt so good.
Feels pretty G.
Oh, fucking hell,
I don't know
dude.
Why.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Like, no. Dude, you're over halfway there.
Yeah, but
true. You're halfway to a nut.
Yeah.
Dude, my pop used to have sneezing fits, but it'd be like 30 in a row.
Oh, like, dude, he's done it.
You know, dude, he fucking, imagine check the his, stamina on him.
Check his jocks.
Dude, he nutted like 3 times in the space of 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Check his jocks.
Dude, yeah. You know what it sounded like as well? It actually sounded like he might be having sex. He'd be like, I shit you not, that's what it sounded like. He did it on a plane once. And Gran was like, oh, Bruce, stop it.
He's just thinking about that time she jerked him off real good.
Yeah.
Was he...
It was so funny, dude.
Did he nut it 3 times?
Yeah, dude, I didn't even know.
Dude, respect. We should interview him, man. This was like, bro.
Ask him about his experience.
Bro, they're the people that we need to fucking write books to. Like,
he's dead.
Oh.
So we can't interview him.
Sorry.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
My condolences.
It's all right. I would say he died happy, but he didn't.
Wait.
So it's all right.
Yeah, it's
continue.
All right. Nick Allen.
Yes.
For potential any future guest.
Not potential.
Well, yeah.
Guaranteed future guest. We just need to figure out a time.
Want to explain to listeners who he is? Some of them know. Some
will lots of
know.
Them will know. He's our former art teacher from high school.
Bit of a lad.
That's another DM from a fan.
Yeah.
He DM'd us and
should I read out what he said?
Yeah, why not?
Brilliante.
Brilliante. It's Alan Dole.
He said, I don't know. Which one of you responded?
Me.
So he goes, any chance an ex-teacher can make a guest appearance? And you go, Mr. Allen? Fucking of course. Brilliante. Yes, it's Allen Dog. This is such a great podcast. Mates are everything. Brilliante.
Brilliante. Mates are everything.
Hey, he's not wrong.
He's not. He's got a point. Bro, do you reckon he's actually listening? I want to know how he found it.
Yeah.
Instagram Reels, dude. He's on that shit.
Yeah, he is.
I have a feeling it would have been at like a old boys thing, I reckon. Someone would have mentioned it.
Who though? Yeah. There's been no old boys things.
There was one on Sunday. There was one on Sunday.
At the Colour Pub? Oh, we missed it.
Yeah, I was going to go, but I finished it like
fuck.
6:45.
I've wanted to go every single year and I always miss it.
I've never been.
I went once.
Trey.
And it was like 2 days after Leavers.
Oh, bro, I didn't even have a beer then and I yacked on my way up there. So I got from Leavers the day before and I was like, fuck, can't miss this, just graduated. And it sucked.
It was good, yeah, they just shouted us beers the whole time. I wasn't even 18.
Damn, that would have been...
Were you not at Leavers?
Nah.
Damn.
Whoops.
That's clutch.
Yeah, no shit. Mr.
Yeah?
I've never seen him so unreligious in his life. Shit, I'm exposing so many people right now.
He gets loose, dude.
He does.
Dude, they all get loose. They're fucking... Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
People, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
They'd have so much pent-up rage from working at an all-boys school.
Mm. How much would it suck working in an all-boys school, like, as a teacher?
I reckon it depends. Depends what. Because if it was a sports school and...
It'd probably be pretty calm.
Well, I mean, it depends what you like, I guess, as well.
Right. Like, yeah. Just think about a bunch of teenage dudes just testosterone filled. Like,
better than working with teenage fucking chicks though, because they are a handful.
Yeah, that's true as well.
And you can't even relate to them as a bloke.
It's probably pretty even.
Yeah.
When you think about it, we didn't have many female teachers, and if they were, they were
younger school. like primary when school, we got older. Always.
No, I mean like in high school. Like it was mainly male teachers, and if they were female, they were a bit older or had sons of their own.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a few young ones.
There was a few, but they weren't really like teachers. It was like the school psych.
There was a couple young ones, but they never seemed to last. I wonder why.
Well, didn't one of them, one of the hell young ones, what was her name?
I never had her.
Neither did I, but she was like the shit, like everyone frothed her. And then one of the boarders put a sticky note on her seat. Like this is just what I heard. I can't really remember, but he did something like that, put a sticky note on her seat. So when she, and it said spank me on it. And then she walked past him and he fucking smacked her on the bum.
Actually,
and he got expelled. I think I heard about that.
I don't know who you're talking
about. We'll cut out the teachers.
Yeah, we know who it is.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, I'll talk about it after.
Stop but exposing people, bro.
I'm not. I didn't say no names.
Damn.
But yeah.
One of my mates was sitting around a table at lunchtime and there was a teacher.
Here we go.
Like, I mean, she was kind of, like, she was pretty attractive. My mate thought she was a bit more attractive than what she probably was. Hey, miss. She wasn't meant to hear this. We're like, oh, yeah, tell her you want her to take her shoes off. Hey, miss, take your shoes off. She comes over, bro. Like, who said that? And this kid's like the nicest guy ever. He's like, oh, it was me, miss. Scared as fuck, bro.
Oh, man.
I think you told me that before. I don't know.
She just took the piss out of you. She's like, oh, you want me to take my shoes off, huh? Why's that? He like just made it super awkward, man. For him.
That's the way to respond.
Good on her. That's awesome.
That's the way
it really was.
Yeah, that's gold.
Bro, his face was brighter than a fucking tomato. Like,
I can imagine.
Blame him, fuck.
That's gold.
That's so take his shoes off.
I want to see your feet.
Oh, man.
Time to be a lord.
Yeah.
Jump, man.
Rapparoonie, pepperoonie.
We should jump man out of here.
Rapidoski.
Yeezy, 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 just jumped over. Jump man.
Yeezy was good. Silver surf.
All right.
What?
Take it easy, mates.
See you next week, mates.
Have a good Tuesday. Count the bell.